Acting is about taking on a new identity, but performers often have to tap into their own experience when taking on a new role. That idea is at the heart of the Boston-based theater troupe called True Colors, which uses theater to empower LGBT youth. The group became the first LGBT organization to win the National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award in a White House ceremony last month. WBUR's Amelia Mason visited a recent rehearsal and has this story.
Alex!
Thank God you're safe.
You're coming after everyone. I just managed to slip away, but they've got someone I know.
It's a cold December night, and members of True Colors gather on stage at Zoomix, an East Boston arts nonprofit. Tonight's stage reading is a casual affair. No curtains, no lighting cues, really just a chance for actors to get feedback on their script.
Hey! Are you two running? What was that?
Who are you?
I'm here to help. You two are like me.
The play is a sci-fi adventure called Out in Space, and LGBT citizens are fleeing an oppressive government regime. But the play is also a vehicle for the actors to share personal stories. In between lines about fleeing police and plotting escape are more personal vignettes based on the actors' own experiences.
Well, you see, back when I started my transition, I couldn't go outside without being harassed. It did not matter what I did. Even if I didn't wear makeup, I was still harassed, especially when taking public transportation.
Hassana Guzman Soto performs a scene about street harassment. The 19-year-old identifies as gender nonconforming and uses the pronouns they and them. At True Colors, Guzman Soto is able to address that history of harassment and those feelings of self-consciousness, all on stage, in public.
That space was necessary for me to be able to feel comfortable and actually be myself, because I feel without that space, I would still, I don't know, like I wouldn't be me, because it actually helped me not care what other people had to say that didn't have my best interest in mind.
Writing the plays, it can be cathartic in many ways, talking about something that maybe they've never been able to talk about before.
Nick Bazzo has been directing True Colors for 6 years.
Performing is empowering because it gives you an opportunity to speak. It gives you an opportunity to stand up and say your story in a way that people may not have been willing or wanting to hear it or have asked you to tell it.
I had always tried to tell myself that I was outgoing always, but I had a lot of stuff that I had internalized and hadn't set outside and hadn't let people see or show.
For 18-year-old Trey Weeks from Dorchester, that moment in the spotlight was transformative.
I didn't want to have to always switch codes when I was around my family. I just wanted to be who I was, and True Colors gave me the confidence to do that and the understanding of myself to be like, this is who I am. I love who I love. I can't help that, but I can have people, I can have a community that can help me understand that within myself.
True Colors is driven by the belief that theater is an ideal tool for empowering LGBT youth and for educating audiences. But the process of personal growth isn't always easy. The troupe spends as much time editing as they do writing, and that means critiquing each other's stories and taking criticism.
I'm very, closed off about personal things. You gotta achieve level 8 friendship to unlock my tragic backstory.
18-year-old Jasper Torres Charpentier from Jamaica Plain is a member of this year's True Colors troupe. Torres Charpentier, who is gender nonconforming, says that sharing their tragic backstory didn't come easily.
It can be hard to be, vulnerable with a group of people, because obviously we're not all going to get along all the time. People clash, because you're together, for several hours in a week working on personal things, and if someone comments on something that you're sharing, it can be offensive. I don't know. It's empowering to be able to share these stories and just to see people's reactions and hear people's reactions, even if they're not always positive.
Opening up in front of an audience carries even greater risk. People don't always relate. They can walk out. And that happens. But at True Colors, that risk is necessary. Evelyn Francis is program director at True Colors' parent organization, The Theater Offensive. She says that the whole effort hinges on the actor's willingness to reveal themselves on stage.
In this case, there are real stories. So when you're watching someone suffer, I think you can't help but feel a sense of empathy for that person, unless you're just shutting something off. There's some other barrier. But I feel like the more people hear personal stories and struggle and understand their own struggle, the more that we can chip away at those barriers.
At the stage reading of Out in Space, that sense of possibility was palpable. The show ended with all of the characters on a spaceship, ready to blast off into the unknown.
10, 9, 8.
For some members of True Colors, the spaceship probably represented an escape from struggle, from worry, from fear. But it also stood for freedom and for a future of their own making. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Amelia Mason.